stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
I don't know how many times you've ever read that passage. I don't know if you've ever read that passage. I don't know if you even opened the Bible up once in your life and read anything from here. I don't know where you are from a spiritual perspective. I don't know if you're searching after God, if you're trying to figure out who God is, if you've kind of said, "God, explanations of what's going on here. We can see, put it all together. And we have Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James. And they're gathering in front of the tomb. But the stone has rolled away. And Christ is risen. Four of you caught that. The stone is rolled away, and Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
That was good. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. So his appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. And then what does it say? It says that the guards. Now, these weren't just regular guards. These are Roman soldiers. If you know anything about Roman soldiers, if you studied any history at all, or you'll know that those Roman soldiers were warriors. They were the best of the best. They were the most elite. Like, if we were to put them in our military, they would be in the, maybe a Navy SEAL or a Green Beret or something like that. They'd be the most elite soldiers. And these men were at the tomb. And boom, this angel that looked like lightning and was white and just boom appeared. And these soldiers got so scared, they were afraid for their lives. And they just dropped. And it was like they were dead. So Mary and Mary, they got all their spices, walked all over to the tomb. In Luke it says they fell face down on the floor. I don't know if you've ever been face down on the floor. Life's been so crazy. You find yourself face down on the floor. They're face down. They're afraid. They don't know what's going to happen next. And they're laying down on the floor. And they're going, oh, what is going on? So confused. And they're just looking at the ground because they're afraid. And the angel says, do not be afraid. Why do you say that? Because they're afraid. They were scared. Wouldn't you be scared?
Some of you won't be afraid. I think all of us would be pretty darn scared.
So the woman hurried away. So they go, you know what? This is weird, but I'm going to go now. They hurry. They're like, this is craziness. They hurried. They didn't just walk, they ran. And they ran back and go. And as they're on their way back, what happens? Greetings! You think it was like, greetings? No, Jesus appears and it's greetings! Greetings! So good to see you! That would be the most amazing greeting of my life. Wouldn't it be of yours?
Yeah.
If you're walking and all of a sudden, greetings! And you see Jesus, and how do you know it's Jesus anyway? Pierced, nail-scarred hands, pierced in his side, his feet. Oh, it's Jesus, right? Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Look at this, in 28:5 through 6, the angel said to the woman, ready everybody, do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Jesus, who is crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. He had told them in advance that this is what's going to happen. Yet, what ended up happening is they were confused, and they didn't know what was actually going to happen because they kind of shut him off. They didn't want to hear came first to ladies in this culture. He was a revolutionary guy. Way, way, way beyond the time and culture. He came and he shared that he was risen to ladies before anybody else. He's like, you know what? It doesn't matter. You're a guy, you're a lady, you're a child of the living God. And I care about you just as much as I do a guy. I care about sitting here this morning that know that you need to have an intimate relationship with the God that has created you. Some of you have gone far away from God. And this is the day he's saying, come home. Come home, my son. Come home, my daughter. Come home. For you will find rest. You know, pray this prayer. Pray this with me to yourself. Lord Jesus, come to you right now. I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I've fallen short of your glory. I'm not right with you. I give my life to you today. And I ask for you to transform me. I believe this very day that Jesus, you have died on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins. And your shed blood is what sets me free. But Lord, true freedom comes with the power of the resurrection. And Lord God, I thank you for rising from the dead to conquer death so I don't have to face it anymore. I have to face it in this life, but for eternity I don't have to face it. And God, I thank you. Lord, transform my mind and my heart. May I be like you. If you pray to receive Jesus as your Lord and your God and your Savior, I just ask that you just look up at me right now. But, God wants to do some great things in your lives. Don't ever doubt that. Get connected with a community of faith that is going to allow you to grow in your faith and understanding the wisdom of God. Don't be satisfied with just coming on a Sunday or Easter Sunday or Christmas. Don't be satisfied with that. Only be satisfied with a true community of faith that you can connect with and grow with and love and learn from. God desires to do exceptionally more than you can fathom, understand, express, or gather. I'm going to pray for you right now. Lord God, I ask, oh God, that your Spirit will be poured out upon all of us, God, particularly those that just came to understand who you are fresh and anew. Lord, I ask that you will heal any wounds that are unhealed, God. Lord, restore, regenerate us, Lord. Allow us to be people after you. God, for those that just embraced you as their God and their Savior and Lord, I ask, God, that you will just set a spark in their heart, Lord. One that will refine them. One that will burn. And God, purify them and purify us, God. Lord, we're all unified in Christ. Where the unity of the Spirit is, we can gather and be unified. And God, we thank you for your Spirit. And I ask, oh God, that you will lead us all to deeper truths than we know right now. Far deeper truths, God. Pour out your Spirit upon us in the name and the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, who is risen. We have life and we have hope and we have joy and we have peace abundantly in the name of our Savior.